This week, the Trump administration named Mary Mayhew as head of the National Medicaid Program and the Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP. Previously, Mayhew served as Maine's health commissioner overseeing the state Medicaid program. But throughout her tenure, she's led efforts to prevent Medicaid expansion, championing narrower eligibility standards and leaving fewer people with access to coverage. Here to talk about what Mayhew's appointment means is Dan Diamond, a healthcare reporter for Politico. Dan, thanks for joining us on The Takeaway.
Very glad to be here, Tanzina.
So let's talk a little bit about Mayhew's history with Medicaid in Maine. What were some of the reforms that she put in place specifically that restricted access to Medicaid?
Mayhew, under Paul LePage, a longtime ally of Donald Trump, he's the Maine governor, worked to cut down eligibility for Maine residents to sign up for Medicaid. What that means is folks who had incomes that previously were able to qualify for Medicaid, that threshold was lowered. She also rolled back eligibility for drug subsidies for elderly patients, and at the same time did other reforms to the food stamp program. As a result, there were thousands and thousands of people, about 80,000 people, in fact, on Medicaid who moved off the program while she was in charge. Her defenders would say that's great. She was getting people off of a state program. She was reducing spending. But her critics, and that includes many patient advocates that I've spoken with, would say that she put vulnerable patients further at risk. And those are arguments that I think we'll keep hearing now, as she now takes this job in Washington.
What about Mainers? How did Mainers take to that decision?
I don't think they liked it very much. You could see that both in the popular opinion polls about what was happening in Maine, as well as the fact that Mayhew herself ran for governor this year. She finished third in the Republican primary, casting herself as a successor to Paul LePage. The measures that they point to, Tanzina, measures like hunger went up while Mayhew was even rolling back the food stamp program. And that's the kind of tension that has really concerned the advocates on the ground that I've spoken to.
Now, what do we see nationally? Because as she's overseeing Medicaid nationally, do you think she'll be able to implement those types of restrictions at the national level?
It's telling to look at both what she has said in the past as well as what the Trump administration has already put in place. So I was reading a letter that Mayhew sent to the Trump administration about a year and a half ago where she laid out all of the things that she wanted in Maine. Her wish list included work requirements for Medicaid beneficiaries, essentially that healthy adults would have to get a job or show that they were pursuing one. She wanted to set lifetime limits of 5 years, on total Medicaid eligibility, and she wanted Medicaid beneficiaries to pay some premiums. Now that she's in this job, she will be receiving those sorts of applications from people across the nation, from state Medicaid directors, and she will be in position to either expedite them forward or push back. There are people in the Trump administration who have similar views to Mayhew. Her current boss, a woman named Seema Verma, has also been very receptive to these sorts of requests. But the fact that they have added Mayhew will make it easier to move them forward.
And are there, are there concerns about the CHIP program as well?
The Children's Health Insurance Program is tied up in this, too. The fact that there are funding issues for that program have generally been patched over by lawmakers in both parties, but there is significant fear that Mayhew will look for ways to cut that, too.
Dan Diamond is a reporter for Politico covering health care under the Trump administration. Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Tanzina.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.